Okay, continuing now in Simen Sadi, we're up to the dinim of Makom Kavua and Yudtes. Says the Mechaber, Yikba Makom Letefila, so pushing up a set place where he davens, Shelo Yeshanehu Imo Letzurach, and shouldn't change it without any compelling reason. Ve'ein dai b'mashe Yikba lo basic nesis lehisparo. It's not sufficient just to have, some Rishonim learn like this, but the Mechaber is poskening, it's not enough just to have the one shul I daven in the shul, and I just change seats in that shul. Like, I'm basic nesis, shekavua bo. And the shul that you daven at, tzarech sheyeh lo makom kavu. You have to have a set place in the actual shul that you daven in. Says the Mishnah Berurah Nun Tes, makom shekein matzina ba'Avraham Avinu. This is the source we learn. This is from Avram. Shekov and makom letzefil the soul. He had a set place for his daven. Dechsiv. It says vayashkim Avram baboikir el hamakom asher omad sham es penei Hashem. He was davening in the place where he normally stood. The gamshim is paled up a beisom, and even when a person is davening at home, yikba makom, he should have a set place in his house where he davens. Shol yivabluhu bnei habayis, so the people in the house won't disturb him when they see that he's standing in that particular corner in that particular room wherever it is. In the dirshu, 67 says va'af sheshulchan aruch lekaman kofs lechora tam acher gives a different reason for why you have it shetefila he b'makom korban. Many of the dinim of tefila, the zman, is based upon korbanos. The posture a person has, the feet together, is based upon korbanos. The makom korban has a set place where you're makriv. Each korban has a different din. So maybe that's not this pshat of Avram Avinu. But over here, but the fact that it's patterned after korbanos, really we're learning from Avram Avinu. But also this it's a combined sources, both some of the dinner learned out from Avram, some learned out from the korban. Kedei shetale hatzefila lemakom shehakorban oyla. The kviyas makom hatzefila kosav Torah Chaim v'shem aviv shehi davka letzefila shemona esrei. That's for your shemona esrei. V'hoisiv ni'ad shekach mash magam Yerushalmi ach b'Rabbeinu Yonah uvetur mash meshiyish likvo makom gam lamiras psuki dezimro v'shar tefila. Right, you should have a makom for where you're bouncing around. You say, Psukim is in one spot, and Shema in another spot, and Shemon Esrei in a different spot. Then you can be a makom the limud. You should also have a place for learning. Kos mishtabru l'kamon, sheik below, bebeis ha-medrash, makom meyucha l'limudu. You should also have a makom kavu, it's not only din by davening, we'll see later, it's a din by learning as well. In 68, you're not going to daven your whole life in that one spot. And if the whole source is Avraham, Avraham moved. He didn't stay in one place his whole life. I think Rabbi Luben once was speaking in shul about a person, was giving someone mussar for being in their speech. He says, think about it for a second. You learn the whole din of Malkum Kuv from Avraminu. Could you imagine, Avraminu walking over and yelling at somebody, hey, buddy, get out of my seat? So, just like Avraminu moved, we could also move. We could change places. The cost of Prima Godim. You have a place where you dive in one place in the summer, the Choref, in the winter months, Malkum Kuv. You have a different place in the winter. That's still called Makom Kavua. With Sifra Rosh Yosef, he adds on Shafilu Makom Shemis Palabo Rak Shteb Ami Mishana Yikba Makom Tfiloso. Let's say you only daven there twice a year. That's your Rosh Hashanah. You go daven in a special place, whatever it is. You should have Makom Kavua there. Vegam Im Bechol Achas Mishlosh Tfilos Kaveh Atma Bebeisa Knesses Acher. Even if you have this right daven Shachris and this right daven Mincha and daven Marv in a third shul. Oh, Shemis Palo Beisik Knesses Achim Shabbos. I daven one place on weekday, one place on Shabbos. Beisik Knesses Achim Ben Yomos Achol. Das Rosh Shlomozalman Orbach. He brings down here Shenechshav Kovei Makom Tefiloso. You still should have a place for davening. Important more dirs over here. What about an ovel? In 69 says an ovel shetzurich lios shatz vein beshusol is palo kashat beisik Knesses Hakovel. Hakavua shalom. I mean, your normal shul, it's just not an option. For whatever reason, you're not going to be able to daven there. So should you change? So he brings from Eliyashiv, Shemishum kibud av ve'em yochel shamas b'machom tefiloso. For kibud av ve'em, he could do that. She'in l'chad tzorich gadol mizeh. That's a tremendous need. Because again, if you look back in the thing, the mechaberot shelo yishanehu im lo letzorach, and Rav says there is a tzorach for this, obviously. The one who argues is Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, and he brings down from Rav Kamenetsky, she'ein tzorach l'shanas es makom, you don't have to change a place, rak b'yortzeit yishtadal his paladel kishatz b'mokom acher, right? He brings that's the inyan to do on the yortzeit, v'chein hora nisan karlitz, shekaven shekol mitzvah lahabein osa yesh bezeh ilu neshama. Every mitzvah that the son does is an elevation for the neshama of the parent. So gam bezeh shekaveh amakum letzifiloso goren bekach ilu neshama. That's also considered to be an ilu neshama. Okay. That was all Dirshu footnotes on Nun Tes. In the Mishnah Berurah in Samech, right? Makom kavua, betoch arba amos choshuv makom acher. Right? Echoda. Sorry, that wrong. That within Dal Amos is still them. So let's say someone's in your seat or you have to move a little bit. It doesn't matter. It's EF Sharel, it's Amtin. The Nafkaminu, they point out, would be for an Abel, would have to move beyond their Dal Amos in order to be considered changing their seat. And sure, if you just move over one seat next to you, that's not the considered changing your seat in terms of, for an Abel. Okay, that was Yud Tes. Now we go back up to Mechaber on Chof. Yikanes Shiur Shnei Psochim Vachakach Yispalo. So you should walk in the shiur, the amount of two entrances, and then you should daven. So what does that mean? Yesh meforshim shiur shnei psochim, dahayinu shmonu tfochim, yikanes lifnim. It's a physical distance. You should walk that far in. You shouldn't be standing right by the door. Shlo yeshev eitzel hapesach. You shouldn't be standing right by the doorway and daven there. Why? Shinira kimasoi. It looks like a bird in yeshiva's basic analysis. Look, I'm standing right here by the door. I can't wait to get out. Lefize, according to this interpretation, it's a distance. If you have a normal seat by the door, so then that's no problem. You're looking outdoors, you're seeing what's going on, you won't be able to concentrate, so you don't move away right from the doorway and see if anything's going on. But according to that, the reason why you have to move away from the door. So if it doesn't open up to outdoors, that's not a problem. Yesh beforshim, and some explain, shlo yemahil es palil miyag shenichnas. No, not a physical walking. You shouldn't start davening right away. Eli yash yishe shir shnei psachim. You should wait the amount of time it would take to walk through those. V'nochem lechush lechol haperushim. You should really be careful, concerned for all three of these different pshatim is what it means of the shir shnei psachim. Okay, Mishnah Berurah Samach Aleph says, "I am a bach shekosev shetzorich lasos azora lifnei beis hakneses dugma saulam shahay lifnei haheichal." That you should have an outer chamber, a room, or something like a lobby. You're not straight, but you're not going straight into the shul like the way it's patterned in Beis Hamikdash. V'herich lefarish bezeh hamaymer deshir shnei psochim v'chein kosev mogin Avraham v'chein nohagu kehayom b'chol mokum. This is how we build our shuls. You shouldn't daven in the outer chamber, the outer room, the courtyard. Ki'im basic kness in the actual shul itself. Samach beis yishashir. You should wait on time. Kadesh tis yashiv daito la biyispalo b'kavana. You shouldn't just walk in and start davening right away. Pause. Have yishuv hadas and then start davening. Ki kishi ispalo tekev b'knis also. Pitum ain't daitum yoshevislav. You see these people like they're rushing into shul. Asher yoshevislav. That's not the proper way to daven. The chavdin, the pesach beis hakneses shekanes hagadol techila hoyav roil mezuzah. So that if there's a gadol who's going to be walking at the same time as you should let him go in first. And the Yishu points out, even that means you lose the mile of being one of the first 10. Still, the fact that you're mechabe the gadol walk in front of you, that's a greater zechus than being one of the first 10. Now it's chaf alef. Tzarek shlo yehe dover chotet bein lebein hatkir. There shouldn't be anything that's separating a chatzitz between you and the wall. The dover kavua, but if you have something that is set in its place, not easily movable, kigon aron, v'teva, v'einim chotetzim. These are not considered a chatzitza. V'lo choshe mechitza rak le dover godol shegovho asara. It's 10 tefachim had v'rochbo arbon. It's 4 wide. Avodover kotim, something small, lo choshe hefsek. That's not considered to be an interruption. V'chein balei chayim ein chotetzim. Animals are not considered to be a chatzitza. Afilo odom ein chotetzim. Even a person is not a chatzitza. Hagav li nira de balei chayim chotetzim. He says, no, it seems that animals are a chatzitza, for autumn ain't a chotzitza, but a person is not. V'chein nir v'svaras ha-poskim, that's what the poskim do. Esher did not fall tos v'svaram. It could be that there was a mistake that crept into the svaram, but that's the way the Ramah wants to learn at the dinim. Okay, so let's see now. In Samach Gimel, Mishnah Berurah explains, Shlo yehi davar chotis, you shouldn't have anything that's in between you and the wall. Shenemar v'yaseid Chizkiyahu ponov el hakir v'yispado. Chizkiyahu turned his face to the wall, and there was nothing between it, and he davened. Mikol malkam ein ze'el l'mitzim en hamufra. This is the best way of doing it. However, leis ba yisura, but there's no actual prohibition, kishitzarech l'kach mitzad dorchak hamokam. If there's not a space, you know, there's not enough room for everybody to be standing up next by the wall, then okay, can't be there. Alkein, im iyeshar b'kalos l'hispalo b'inyan acher, if it's not an easy thing, kigon l'fa'amim, shemispalim, ba'asora, b'ezecheder, you have 10 people in a room, you're making a mincha or something like that, in a conference center or something like that, at the office, v'iyeshar l'chol odom l'amoy b'li chatzitza b'koysel, not everybody can get a space on the wall, al ya'ake v'tefil l'bishvil zeh, don't, not daven here, but say that leilich lecheder acher. This problem, then you're gonna miss it. You'll go to a different room or something like that. Mikol makam ya'atzin einav. You should close your eyes. Or you spalam mitoch a siddur, or you should look into a siddur. Lo yabi lachutz, not be staring around, because we don't want to get distracted. Kaven shlo yavli day bitul kavono aide dover hachotitz shlofon. Because you're staring at this thing that's in front of you, so now you should close your eyes if that works for you, or you could daven from a siddur. Samach Dalad, Beino Levein Hakir, something between you and the wall. Afida Imhu Rochuk Min Hakir, even if it's not next up against the wall, but it's a distance from the wall. Sha'omid Be'emtza Beisa Knesset, it's in between you in the middle. You're standing in the middle and there's something like a column or a pillar or something like that. Gan kein yesh lizah shlo yachoit beino lekir. Still shouldn't be between you and the wall. Prima gadem mitzadei loyma de'im hachatzitza hu chutz l'dalat amos menu. It's beyond your dalat amos, 7 feet, 3 inches, according to Moshe. Rishus acherasi v'shari. Then it's in different rishus and it's allowed. V'chein posuk amogin av, giborim. Samachay. Beteva, you have the place where they are leaning from. Umito shalonu hasuyos l'shchiva ve'ein derech l'taltalim m'makom l'makom nikros davar kavua. Something that's in its place, you don't start moving around, that's called something that's kavua. Ve'einim chotetzos, it's not to make us a chetitza in this case. V'yishcholkim, some argue, v'tov l'hachmir b'd'efshrin. Should be strict if possible. In the Dishu 74, it says, l'fi zeh, Aron shemezizim oso mitzad l'tzad. If you move the aron, kos b'kavachayim shechotet, because the whole point is that it's something that stays in place. But if it's on wheels or you're moving around, then that would be a potential problem. Mishnah Berurah Samach Vav, rak b'davar gadol. It's only a big thing. Ayin b'taz dechol davar shehu tzorech tefila. Anything they actually need for the davening. Afilu hu gadol harbe ve'ein choshev hefsek. If it's big, it's not considered to be a hefsek. Kigon shulchan shebayis. Shemanich and Olav Hasidur, like the Shtender, Lechain, Nahagu Beis HaKnesses, Sheish Lenei Kol Echad, Shulchan Kotan, they have their own things, Shekar and Shtender, these okay. Shemanich and Olav Hasidur, that's where you put your Sidur on while you're davening. Afa Bishigvo Sarva Rachav Arba, even though it's still 10 and 4, in dimensions, Lechain Kosu Shari Achon, that's not going to be what's called, a Hefsik, a Chatzitza. Samach Zayin. The Rochbo Arbo, Afilu im Eina Rochav Arbo, Rak Lamala Vlo Lamata, only on one part on the top or on the bottom. Samaches, Lo Choshev Hefsek, Hasakin to be an interruption, Hapri Chodesh Cholik. He argues on this. Lechain, Besefer Maimon Mordechai, Kosev de Medivre, Hachuvas, Harambam, Shehuva, the Beis Yosef, Lo Mash Mahochi, the Ram does not imply like this. Something small as the Hefsek. Mikol Malkam, Safsalim, Shebe Beis HaKnesses, the benches, the chairs we have. Luchuli Amo, Lo Choshev Hefsek, that's not considered to be a Hefsek. De Kavuim Heim, Ein. Sham pri chodosh. So what does that mean? Their kavua. If you look in the 76, is geder shel kavias brings from Chaim Kanievsky zatzal shehu lo bekach shemechubarim re. It's not based on kines. It's not that they're nailed into the floor. El b'mash nimtzeim b'makolim kavias as einochodsim. You know that they're in their place. They're not moved around. That's why they are not considered to be a hefsek. Okay, Mechaber in Sif Chav Beis. Yesh Misha Omer, some say, Sheyesh Lizar, I want you to be careful, Mil Hispalel, Achore Shum On, not to stand behind somebody, V'tov Vachosh L'dvarav. One should, be careful, concerned about this opinion. Samach Tes, Sheyesh Lizar, Lihispalel, Kosu B'Sefer, Maimon Mordechai, L'chore, Yesh L'daktik B'zeh. One should be careful of this, not standing behind somebody. How can every single person in shul standing against the wall without anybody else behind him? Again, this is nice, but not necessary, is what he's saying. If you're in a shul, there's no way you can't get everybody, you know, you're going to be standing behind somebody. Of course, this is poshit that you're allowed to. His power, achori adam, standing behind somebody. Ela hamedakdeik b'masov, but a person who's very careful about their actions. Yirshia lo malkum kavua negin hakosel ad kan l'shon. So you try to get a start by the mizrachman. But certainly you could stand in your place, especially with the tables and chairs. That's not going to be a problem. The last one is about images. If it's going to distract, you have pictures and stuff like that in the shul. So in Chaf Gimel says habegadim hametsuyorim. You know. Clothing that has images on it, even though they don't stick out, it's not three-dimensional, it's only on the surface of the clothing, you really shouldn't be davening in front of them. If it comes out that the person in front of you is wearing some clothing like that, or the wall itself is colored or decorated, yali meinav, close your eyes. Hagah says normal lechein oser gankin litzayir tziurim bisfarim. You shouldn't have pictures in the things that you're davening from. Shemis paalim bohem shalot is batel hakavan. It's going to disrupt your kavanah. You look at the pictures, not the words. Aval begadim shemitzur alehem divrei tefilos afil leishev alehem beis hakneses oser. If you would have clothing that would have words that are on them, so to sit on these things would be oser, says the Ramah. Just to clarify, correct myself. I said tefilos. No, the word is tiflos. Things that are like inappropriate. Things that are inappropriate would be a good way of translating tiflus. So that's what he's talking about. To have anything like that, that's what it would not be allowed, right? Begodim shemitzur alehem divrei tiflus afil leishev alehem bebeiskenes, that's not allowed. Okay, so Mishnah Berurah now in Ayin says ein nachon kidei shlo yehe mabit b'tziurim, that you're not going to be staring and looking. Mabit is like really looking at something. You know, there's different English words to gaze at something or to stare at, but mabili, you're really looking at it. Velo yichavim b'tefiloso, and because you're staring at this thing, you're not going to be able to have kavana. Avamishum chatzitza lace b'begadim, but there isn't really a chatzitza. This is two dimensional. It's not three dimensional. V'lechein, and therefore im emitzuyarim tuluyim al hakosel shor lehis palok negdom. And if they're hanging on the wall, one is allowed to daven facing them. Ayin Aleph, Tziurim B'Sforim. These pictures in Sforim. So in Dirshu 78, it brings down to Osim Shemitzarim B'Sidurim. Tmunas Shel Mazolos Tfilos Geshem. So you have in some Sidurim, they have, pictures of the different Mazolos. Certainly I've seen these in Machzorim. Certainly I've seen these. So Kosva Taz, Shlo Yofahim Osim. It's not appropriate. It's not right to have pictures in the Siddur. She'ein lasos tzuras mazolos. Okay, and Krusa Kesav Kosov, Shekev and She'osim Kain Rak Kidei Lahavin Ulhoros, we're using this to understand and to teach. Harezim Mutta, therefore it's allowed. The O Chahar Einam Oisim Tsura Gemura. It's not like they're making the real picture of it, it's just, an outline, so to speak, like that. Okay. Esther, to have something actually written in there, cause Eli Rabo, the Shilafish, Mivorkan, Bishulchan Roch, Yesh Lahachmir, Gam Megillus Esther. El Shazim, Shiesh Lechalek, Betefilet, Sarach Yoser Kavana. Right? Maybe you need more Kavana by davening than by listening to the Megillah. The Hosim Ansh, Megillah, the Kesuba, Al Klaf, Yesh Lechosh. You should be certain if it's written on a Klaf. Shekain, Lechatchila, Zorach Lasoso, Kemoi, Sefer Torah, of Sefer Torah, Poshach Oser. Okay, so it has to be similar to that. Says now the Mishnah, that was the Dirshu 78. V'chein yesh lizar mitam zeh shloli tzair b'koysil beis ha-kinesis tziurim. You shouldn't have any pictures on the walls. Neged ponim shel adam, where a person is facing. El lamala mikoyim yaseish, but should be higher up. Higher up. So what do people look up, though? Nowadays, people look up. So in Dirshu 81, Bizman Meinu says, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, Zatzal, sheyesh lehimanem litzair afilu me'al kom asish. You really shouldn't even draw these types of pictures above the height of a person. People look up. So therefore, you won't have anything in front. Also, lehispaldo keneged hamara, you can't daven in front of a mirror. The mechaze kemishtachave levavua shalo. It looks like you're bowing down to your own image. V'hainu af be'einayim stumos, even if your eyes are closed. The besuchos belav hachi aser. If you're open, you certainly can't do this, right? Mishum bitol kavana. That's what the achronim bring down. And the last one is ayin beis. These garments that had the tiflus, the inappropriate things written on them. Afil ishivon, you can't even sit on them. Shema says lo savi toeva el beisecha. Don't bring an abominable thing into your house. Vafil beis aser. So even to have in your own home, it's not allowed, and certainly would not be allowed to have in a shul.